This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Parliament has passed the National Cooperative Development Corporation Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Minister of State for Cooperation, Muralidhar Mohol, moved the bill, which aims to further amend the National Cooperative Development Corporation Act 1962. The bill allows the corporation to undertake its activities in industrial goods. The legislation also allows the state governments to extend funding from the corporation to any entity engaged in cooperative development. The corporation can also provide loans and grants directly to any cooperative society or entity engaged in cooperative development. Parliament has passed the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha had passed the legislation yesterday. The bill seeks to change the name of the state of Kerala to Keralam in the first schedule of the constitution. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister of State for Home Nithyanand Rai said, the Kerala Legislative Assembly had passed a resolution in 2024 requesting the centre to change the name of the state from Kerala to Keralam. He said the request in this regard was made because the name of the state in Malayalam is Keralam, while in the constitution it is written as Kerala. The report of the inquiry committee investigating allegations concerning former Allahabad High Court Judge Yashwant Varma was tabled in both the Houses of Parliament. The Judges Inquiry Committee investigating allegations concerning Yashwant Varma had submitted its report to the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla in May this year. The committee was constituted by Mr. Birla on the 12th of August last year to probe the allegations levelled against Justice Varma after burnt cash was found at his official residence in New Delhi. Lok Sabha has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill. When the House met at 3 p.m. after the second adjournment, Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy moved the bill to further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill aims to make India's mining sector more efficient, investment-friendly, and well-equipped to fulfill the country's growing demand for critical minerals. The bill was passed without discussion amid opposition uproar. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the government is fully prepared to discuss any issue, including the students' issue, and answer any questions raised by the members in the parliament. Speaking to reporters at parliament premises, Mr. Shah said the government has nothing to hide and is ready for discussion.
Please submit that letter to the Speaker by 3 p.m. today. From 3 p.m. today until 3 p.m. tomorrow, we are ready for a discussion on all matters. I will remain present in the House, listen to everyone, and respond to all the points raised. The government has nothing to hide. Everything will become clear before the people of the country.
Meanwhile, Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said the opposition is seeking accountability from the government over the alleged police action against the NEET protesters. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today announced the Class 12 Supplementary Examination 2026 results. Students can check the results through DigiLocker Results Portal at the results.digilocker.gov.in. Indian Railways has approved 153 crore rupees construction project of a four-lane road over bridge at Giratpur-Ahmedabad section of Western Railways. The Railways Ministry has informed that the project has been sanctioned under Western Railways' ongoing umbrella work for construction of road over and under bridges, foot over bridges, drainage improvement and rebuilding of road over and under bridges. The situation in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir POJK remains tense, with protesters raising questions about recent controversial elections conducted under the influence of Pakistani force, targeted killings and forced disappearances of innocent people and supply disruptions. Meanwhile, the Awami Action Committee has called on Kashmiris worldwide to hold demonstrations tomorrow to expose state-sponsored terror by the Pakistani establishment. And India won 3 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze on the third day of the Commonwealth Fencing Championship in Nigeria today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.